listener production.
As the state welcomes a new premier, the Central West remains much the same. 360 Olympic swimming pools worth of water to be bought back from Lachlan Valley farmers. And the unemployment rate creeping up in Orange. Today's weather, showers across the region, heading for 21 in Orange and 28 in Dubbo. I'm Charlotte Wallen and welcome to Central West Local News. It's back to work for the Central West State Pollies today, now that the election is done and dusted. And while we now have a Labor government and a new premier, there's no change locally. Independent MP Roy Butler has held on to Barwon, boosting his margin. It's a similar story for Phil Donato in Orange. While Dubbo MP Dougald Saunders admits his election win was bittersweet.
It is mixed emotions, there's no doubt about that. I'm really proud and happy with the result for me in the Dubbo electorate. At the same time, it is a weird feeling to be out of government and knowing there'll be a different government running things now, but looking for opportunities to make sure we keep delivering locally.
There's disappointment in the Lachlan Valley now that the federal government has officially released tenders for water buybacks. They're looking to recover water for the environment to help make up for shortfalls in the Murray-Darling Basin plan targets. In the Lachlan, it's 0.9 gigalitres set to be bought back from farmers, or around 360 Olympic swimming pools. Chair of Lachlan Valley Water, Tom Green, says it may not be a large amount, but there will be some job losses.
It's a bit of a kick in the guts, really, from Minister Plibersek and the Albanese government. You know, the Prime Minister was out saying, oh, we're going to help you from floods and build resilience, but then in the next breath, take out, you know, we're going to come and buy water out of your communities. And it's really the communities that suffer.
Our local Aboriginal land councils are being included in discussions around the First Nations voice to Parliament. Representatives of the Uluru Dialogue have been touring the state to have an open conversation and raise awareness and understanding ahead of the referendum later this year. We've just wrapped up a series of meetings in Wiradjuri country, allowing local leaders to take the learnings back to their communities. Some concerning stats on the jobs front in Orange. The Central West unemployment rate has risen from 0.7 to 2%, the highest it's been in 8 months. An extra 1,500 people were out of work last month. Things slightly improved in Dubbo and the Far West, but the jobless rate is still significantly higher at 4.8%. Pioneer Park in Wellington will undergo works from today. The eastern access road to the reserve will be closed to allow for widening. Works are scheduled to take approximately 2 weeks and will occur between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. daily. Updating sport in Dubbo cricket, RSL Colts are the Whitney Cup champions. They bowled Sims out for 128 with Greg Buckley bagging 6 for 36. Colts easily reached their target with the loss of just 4 wickets to claim the grand final win. And in rugby union, the Central West has suffered a trial match loss ahead of the Country Rugby Championships in June. The Blue Bulls went down to Canberra side Uni North's 15-7 over the weekend.